Time to have a chat now to Lindsay Smith. Lindsay knows the roller coaster of the racing game better than anyone, and yesterday it was on a big dip. Hopefully there's a high tomorrow at Flemington. How are you, Lindsay?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How's In the Boat?
He went to just to the paddock last night, and just in case he was sound Monday or Tuesday and I didn't decide to find another race room. So out of sight, out of mind. And Dino will find a pass through next time. He deserves to have a four or five weeks out in the paddock. So what do they say? Look for the sun on a cloudy day.
Mm.
That's it.
Well,
move on.
The sun... Son is, he'll be back. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
And you've got a big team heading to Flemington tomorrow. Queen Takes King was a great run in the Warrnambool Cup in conditions it would have never seen in its life before. How did she come through that run in the Warrnambool Cup?
Yeah, not too bad. I don't think she got through. I don't know what you just said, whether she loved it, but she got through it, and she was always hoping that the favourite didn't handle it, and then there was another couple to take us place. So we were just trying to run a place and just for a breeding going forward. But for Black Type, she's trained on good, and the distance won't be a problem, and there'll be good pace with Simon Wild's horse in it. So she'll just bury herself on the fence there and try and hang on and run a hole.
Yeah, well, she goes around in the first. You got Hard Questions, who goes around in race number three, again comes through the Warrnambool Carnival, and only lightly race, shows ability, but can he make the step up?
Yeah, he's all right. I don't think whether it's that strong a field, and the horse, he was against older horses the other day. The horse run alongside him was a short price favourite for the Cassin Cup and got beat, but yeah, I think he's a bit better chance than $15.
Hmm. What about Kissinger? Was it just the wet track where you can rule a line through the run at Warrnambool last start?
I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest. I just see he got in a, as he can do in them shorter races, in an unwinnable situation. But I thought his last little bit was good against some fair horses. So his day, he likes Flemington. He doesn't mind the wet or dry. So he's... he's always short in the market, but he's going to win one of them races at Flemington one day.
He goes a right second up, so can he win tomorrow?
I've been busy with In the Boat. I haven't even looked at the form, so I can't help you there.
That's all right.
I'll have to ring and get the text from Dina.
We'll get that tomorrow morning when he does all of his tips. Great again. Geez, honest. Another good run in the Wongoom. Does he need the rain to fall tomorrow?
Yeah, he does. So it's... yeah, he does. So he's only maybe got one more win in him. His run was good the other day. He'd done all the bullocking work, and the format of that race is looking like it's pretty good. So I thought it was a good effort from the outside gate and done all that hard work, top weight. So, yeah, hopefully he might have to wait till that race in a couple of weeks, a 1,400-metre winter championship heat. So, yeah, he may stay home.
And then you got two really good hopes in race number 8 who come through the carnival. Tuvalu was so good to see the big boy back in form after everything he's been through. And Pro Consent, who chased him home really doggedly at Warrnambool as well. Firstly, the big boy Tuvalu, how is he?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's got a little sort of ritual he goes through now with getting the sun on his back and whatnot for his disorder. And he's very healthy and he's well, and I think he's maybe a little tad better than when he went to Warrnambool. So just getting on top of how you got to, you know, control him in between races is, we've got a bit of a handle on it now. So that's why he actually stayed in winter time. So he got it all down pat. So we know if he's allowed to every one day get to a bigger stage that we know what his regime is in his medication and what we have to do.
Do you give the stablemate a chance of turning the tables, or is Tuvalu too good, do you think?
Oh, well, I think Tuvalu will be better on a good track, and He sort of spun his wheels the other day. You know, I'm a fan of him, so I think maybe he'll sit outside the horse in the green colours there.
Imperial Lad, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously we'll have to put some pressure on him someday, and one time, but the other horse should park just in behind him. Harry wants to find a ride for the Swan Hill Cup, and he asked, so I said, we'll have a feel of this one, because he's a good miler. He likes good tracks. He likes open tracks. So his run was good the other day. And he generally, he's a good trier. So on his form before I got him. So, yeah, he's a good hope. No wait.
Well, Lins, it's been a tough 24 hours. Hopefully the racing gods are smiling on you tomorrow at Flemington.
Yeah, yeah, giddy up.
Lindsay Smith with his preview of his runners. Sharky's in the house.